Today's reading is in Matthew 18, starting in verse 1. Matthew 18, verse 1. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire." It seems to me that when the disciples ask this question, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" that they're expecting some sort of a hierarchy. They're expecting that there would be a right hand, and then there would be a second in command and a third in command kind of an idea. You know, the way we might think about a government or a military. But that's not what's going on. That was never God's intention as far as the kingdom. That was a construct of man. In other words, they had a differing expectation about what the kingdom was going to be than what God intended. And this is an opportunity for Jesus to show them and to teach them. You could expect that maybe he would point out one of his disciples and say, "You know, this is the best one among you. He's the most devout. He's the most dedicated. He's the most loyal. You know, this is what all of y'all ought to be." But he doesn't do that. He shows them a child. And he tells them, "Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Instead of being prideful, instead of wanting to be first, you have to be different. You have to let go of the way the world thinks and embrace this different way of thinking in which you humble yourself. For the most part, a child is humble. They depend upon others for their daily needs. They seek to satisfy the one who would provide those needs, usually one who is in authority over them. And this is what one who is in the kingdom must be like. We must embrace humility in order to be obedient, in order to yield ourselves over to the will of God. But he also adds in verse 5, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea." On other occasions, the disciples wanted to stop people from bringing children to Jesus, perhaps seeing them as a bother, a distraction, people bothering him. But Jesus didn't see children that way. He cared for them and he was kind with them. And Jesus says there's this innocence with them, just like there would be for a babe in Christ. And so that's what he's talking about. Anybody that believes in him, if you causes one of them to stumble or to sin, then woe to you. It would be a judgment upon you that you caused that one to sin. We have to be very, very careful that we don't cause others to sin. In other words, to be the avenue of temptation to them. And that can be all sorts of things for all sorts of people. And what does that tell us? It means that I need to open my eyes, not only to my own behavior, but to what the needs of others might be. I need to open my eyes to my brethren especially and make sure that whatever weaknesses they might have, I'm not feeding that. I'm not promoting that weakness. If I have that love that I should have for them, then I don't want them to sin, and I certainly don't want to be the avenue through which that sin comes. Verse 7, woe to the world for temptations to sin. And then he says, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. Don't be the one by whom the temptation comes. And then he really drives this point home when he says, if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw away. It'd be better for you to be crippled than to go into hell whole. And that's shocking to us because nobody cuts off a good limb. Nobody goes into the hospital and says, you know, I don't really like this leg. Let's go ahead and amputate it. They would look at you like you were crazy. They might even take you for a psychiatric evaluation. It's just not normal. But we're talking spiritually, and he says, you have to recognize where the problems are. And you have to cut off whatever that problem is, whatever that source of temptation is. And I think this is the hardest lesson for someone to learn. It's the hardest thing to swallow that you might have to give up a friend, a hobby, even a job, you know, something along those lines that is the source of a temptation to you. People don't think that way. People think, well, no, I stick by my family no matter what. I keep my job. I do all these things. You know, I've got to make more money. I've got to do better. I've got to get ahead, you know. But Jesus says, which would you rather do? Be lame or go to hell whole? Which one is it going to be? Well, I hope the answer is obvious. I pray that we all have an honest enough heart to evaluate our lives and see where some of those temptations might be. I hope that we have enough honesty to maybe even confide in someone close to us about what those problems might be so that they could help us. And especially enough honesty to reach out to a brother or sister and tell them that perhaps they are enabling some of that temptation so that they won't be the avenue for that temptation. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.